This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, middle initial G, like golf, Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, date of birth May 15th of 1961. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mr. Stevens, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. He's a 61-year-old male with a long history of hypertension. He's had multiple renal calculi with 3 to 4 lithotripsy procedures done in the Alma area. And he does have ongoing, he has bilateral renal calculi in both kidneys. And he's seen the local urologist in Mount Pleasant, who felt it was best just to observe and follow the renal calculi and not make any attempt to remove them at this time. If they did need to be removed, he recommended that the patient be sent down to Ann Arbor or University of Michigan for the best possible outcome for a complicated removal of renal calculi. The patient was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis when he was 18 years old and has suffered from severe pain for many, many years. He was on biologic treatment for many years, but then he developed squamous cell carcinoma of the tongue, and that required surgical removal of the carcinoma, and the lymph nodes, several lymph nodes on the right side of his neck were also found to have cancer. So he had the nodes removed and the partial removal of the lesion on the, or the removal of the lesion on the tongue, and then he received chemotherapy and radiation at University of Michigan in 2007. So he's been unable to take any biologic treatment since 2007. Instead, he's on prednisone 10 milligram daily, which does seem to control the pain in his back and joints. He developed COVID in November of 2021. There was a slight delay in getting monoclonal antibody infusion because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Then he did receive the monoclonal antibodies but developed some shortness of breath and dropped his oxygen saturation just after receiving the IV infusion. He did require an overnight stay at the hospital, but his oxygen levels improved overnight, and by morning he felt well enough to be discharged home and has done well ever since. But 6 months later, he developed, he gained about 60 pounds over the next 6 months and then developed severe edema of the lower extremities with redness in the calves. He was started by the cardiologist on a diuretic that wasn't effective, and then he was switched to Bumex 1 milligram daily, and that has been the most effective in controlling the edema. And now it is minimal. He did have an echocardiogram done after the edema developed, and that was done on July 10th of 2022. That revealed mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, and ejection fraction was 55-60. Left atrium was normal, and so was the right atrium. The mitral valve and tricuspid valves were also normal. The aortic valve showed the history of TAVR, the normally functioned biprosthetic valve was in place without valvular regurgitation. Pulmonic valve also appeared normal. No ventricular or atrial septal defects were noted. He has been stable. He had lab work done. He does have normal creatinine levels ranging between 0.8 and 0.9 for the last 6 months. And prior to that, they were also in the normal range. He did have urinalysis that showed protein in the urine, and a 24-hour urine for protein was collected, and that showed a very microscopic amount of protein at 0.33. And greater than 3.5 would be gross proteinuria, but that was not present with this 24-hour urine. And the volume of urine that was over 24 hours was 2,500. He also had a urinalysis done. His last urinalysis was done June 9th of 2019, and that revealed 2-plus blood, 100-plus protein, and bacteria at that time. There were no casts, and there were 20 to 50 white blood cells at that time. And his last hemoglobin A1C was done April 26th of 2022, and that was 6.3. Creatinine levels 9.8 of 22, a creatinine 0.9. June 3rd of 2022, creatinine 0.8. April 26th of 22, creatinine is 0.8. Electrolytes are normal, sodium 136, potassium 3.8. Carbon dioxide is 29. Hemoglobin 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. And his last albumin level was 4.2. We do have a kidney ultrasound that was done 9-2 of 2022. The right kidney was 12.1 centimeters. There were multiple stones present in the right kidney without hydronephrosis and no cysts or masses. Left kidney, 11.5 centimeters, no hydronephrosis. Two stones were noted. The largest was 1.7 centimeter, no cysts or masses. He also was found to have diffuse fatty liver with focal fat sparing near the gallbladder and cholelithiasis. Assessment and plan, proteinuria, not related to cardiac, no obvious relation to liver or kidney at this point. Possibly the edema could be related to the large amount of weight gain that he had over 6 months, a 60-pound weight gain in 6 months. And he's doing very well on his current medication dose of Bumex, 1 milligram daily. Drug allergies, he's allergic to sulfa and Celebrex. Medications, Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily, Ecotrin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, Bumex, 1 milligram daily, vitamin D, 1,000 units once daily, clonazepam, 0.5 milligram, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening. Norco is 10/325, 1 twice a day as needed for back pain. Synthroid, 100 microgram daily, Zestoretic, 20/12.5 once daily, Metoprolol extended release, 25 milligram daily, Omeprazole, 40 milligram daily at bedtime, prednisone, 10 milligram daily, Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 243 pounds, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cough is 136 over 76, pulse 86, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no evidence of ascites. Percussion is normal, no palpable masses, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he has a trace to 1-plus ankle edema bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions, capillary refill at 2 seconds bilaterally. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. No rashes or lesions are noted. Assessment, microscopic proteinuria of unknown etiology, most likely secondary to obesity at this point. He has normal creatinine levels. We recommend you continue the low-dose Vumex, 1 milligram daily, and it will be safe to use extra Vumex, maybe an additional 1 milligram tablet twice a day, like you'd take 2 milligram daily for 3 days and then go back to the 1 milligram daily if needed for increased edema. He's going to follow a low-salt diet and limit fluid intake to 64 ounces, 64 to 72 ounces in 24 hours. He should consider using compression devices, mechanical compression devices, for the lower extremity edema as much as possible, possibly devices with zippers or the Velcro wrap devices, since some of the compression stockings are very difficult to put on and take off, he states. We will do lab studies every 3 months, including a urine, another urine analysis, and he'll have a follow-up appointment for recheck in the next 3 months. Weight loss is encouraged as possible. Increased activity, maybe pool activities to compensate for the ankylosing spondylitis pain in the back. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.